This is Wade Matthew with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Responding to 6 days of street protests, the Romanian government repealed a corruption decree that would have essentially exempted any graft less than $48,000. There were bipartisan criticisms of President Trump's personal invective against the judge that ruled against his travel ban, and some argued it could affect the process of reviewing his nominee for the Supreme Court. New head of the FCC has stopped 9 companies from giving discounted rates to low-income families. He also stopped the review of high phone rates in prisons and the effort to update the cable TV box and lower its cost. An undocumented immigrant under deferred status has sued Wells Fargo for refusing to approve her and others for student loans. Billionaire nominee for Secretary of Army has withdrawn his name after conflicts surfaced around an airline company owned and its business with the military. Airbnb is committed to provide short-term housing for 100,000 people in need over the next 5 years, including refugees, aid workers, and victims of natural disasters. Clarifying his pledge, they also committed $4 million over 4 years to the International Rescue Committee. The Alliance for Board Diversity said there has been small progress in corporate America around gender and other diversity issues, but white men still occupy nearly 70% of board seats. Roman Catholic Church in the Philippines in weekend sermons slammed President Duterte's drug campaign that's led to 7,000 deaths in 7 months, calling it a reign of terror in many places of the poor. Walmart, still going through a 5-year-long U.S. investigation into whether bribery was involved in its expansion of operations in Mexico and India, has only added 13 mass-mart stores in that period in South Africa on a deliberate go-slow program. The IRS is valuing Michael Jackson's name at $161 million at his death, while his estate is saying it was worth less than $5,000 then. If the SEC approves a new fund, as expected, there are predictions of irrational exuberance for Bitcoin, the digital money, which most of us are still trying to figure out. The Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.